This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
The trial of Ashley Benefield, otherwise known as the Black Swan murder trial, is beginning this week. It's a very complex case of a couple that fell in love and after about 6 days decided to go on an international trip, got married after 13, and shortly thereafter she got pregnant, and then everything surprisingly fell apart after the whirlwind romance. Attempts at getting divorced. There was accusations of abuse, which a judge said, I don't believe that there's one scintilla of truth to your abuse allegations. Now you got Doug dead going into a custody battle with him. But that gets even crazier because there's now stories of reconciliation that were attempted to be undertaken by both of them. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney. This is so weird. Even this morning, I learned more about it as we heard some claims from, I believe the man's name is Tommy. It's Doug's cousin talking about what he knew about the relationship and a reconciliation, which explains why Doug was there packing up that U-Haul just the day that he was murdered. But at the same point, Ashley told her attorneys, I don't want to do any of this. Why was Doug there? So much back and forth, a lot of decisions being made. Sometimes it feels like one was leading the other on for whatever reason. How difficult of a case is this going to be for Ashley to win in court?
You know, it kind of strikes me as like almost like a high school drama.
Oh my gosh.
Back and forth. We're together. Yeah. We're not together. And then all of a sudden someone's dead. But I think it's going to be really hard for Ashley, in part because not only has a judge said that her domestic violence allegations are unfounded, but police officers have also come to the same conclusion when she reported these domestic violence allegations against Doug and no charges were filed. And so there are two governmental actors, at least, who have said that, hey, your allegations of domestic violence, which buttress your self-defense claim, are bogus.
How do you respond, though, when people will say, because it's true, a lot of times one may make a call to authorities saying there's domestic violence going on and it gets withdrawn for whatever reason, intimidation, fear. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why domestic violence could be going on, but it's not actually prosecuted or investigated further. How do you respond to that again, but there's not any evidence other than she said, there's no physical evidence, there's no records of bruising or anything like that, that we can oftentimes look to and go, here's the evidence. She just really, at the moment, was kind of pushed into a corner and didn't want to talk about it.
You know, juries want to see something that is more objective in terms of evidence that would corroborate what a person is claiming. You know, testimony under oath is significant, and that's evidence. But sometimes that's not enough. Jurors want to see, hey, can you essentially prove it? Can you give me something to substantiate what you're saying, or do we just have to take your word for it? And when we're talking a murder case, I think the jury is not going to be inclined to just take somebody's word for it.
There's a lot of interesting allegations against Ashley that we're hearing about. Doug, and this is just fact here, Doug and Ashley did attend some mediation sessions during which they announced their intent to reconcile and withdraw the divorce petition. That's why Doug was down there. Doug was down there every weekend driving 8 to 13 hours to go and be by Ashley's side as she was going through morning sickness, as she had the child, trying to be there, trying to be dad. They were planning on moving back up, I believe, to Massachusetts. That's what the U-Haul was there for. Mom is in Florida, though. That's where Ashley went when they initially separated. And then there's allegations, it's not even allegations, there's court filings or filings with her attorney stating that she doesn't want to move. And on Monday, we're actually going to get her stuff moved out. Yet Doug's still there thinking, okay, we're going to pack this up and go. What the hell's going on here? I mean, is she just leading? Why would she be leading him on? It almost feels like when you're looking at the tea leaves of this, he was drawn in there. He was drawn into this situation where it's private, where Ashley's mom and daughter happened to be out at the park when the shooting took place. There's no evidence of of being battered or abused on Ashley, other than a slight scratch on her side, which, you know, I think a lot of us at almost any given time may have something like that. If you work around your house, you work outside, you do whatever. It almost feels like he was drawn in for a reason, and then shot. I mean, that could be some conjecture that one could look at. That's going to be a hard one to talk to a jury about.
Yeah, totally. And you know, it's clearly a hot and cold relationship. It's kind of chaotic,
yes,
that kind of thing. But let's be clear, there was a very serious and acrimonious custody battle going on with the daughter. And so surely the prosecution is going to use that to say, hey, things were escalating. And they finally came to this deadly crescendo when Ashley shot Doug. And the self-defense claims, like you kind of alluded to, are not terribly supported by physical evidence, by photographs, by, you know, so we'll have to see if Ashley maybe enlists some other people in her life to talk about and support her claims that Doug was abusive towards her.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.